Here we go. It's a Friday at noon turkey.
That would have been better.
Huh? What?
If she had said, do you realize most of the people in the country, if he'd just gone, huh?
Yeah.
That would have been great.
Very fitting. It is week in review time. Steve D'Ossi is here as well. Let's just take you through the week.
Is he busy watching wrestling along with Jason Rossi right now?
No, Rossi is producing the hell out of the show. He is not watching wrestling.
D'Ossi was looking at something totally different.
He was. Probably faces of death.
No, I know
exactly what you're doing.
Lucy's right over his shoulder. She would see all of that.
She's probably watching it too. She's sick. She has a sickness. We already learned that earlier today.
And we've learned you're the worst person on the planet.
You said that. Yeah. Stop putting that out there. People are going to believe you.
All right, Dale is tossing daggers at everybody.
Everybody's getting it today.
Usually people are in a good mood on a Friday.
Right?
Dale goes the other way for whatever reason it
Snarling.
Is. I don't know what it is. All right, we took this interesting call from Doc on Monday.
Doc's up in New Hampshire. Hey, Doc.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
I'm not waiting for a doctor. I'm kidding. I just have...
What? That was the... So, his name was Doc.
It was an attempt at humor.
This was an attempt
at... It was an ill-fated attempt at humor.
I'm not waiting for a doctor. I'm kidding.
I think he knew.
I kid. I'm a kidder.
I'm kidding.
I'm a kidder.
I think right away he knew he was kind of... I got nothing
Oh,
here.
I tell you.
Guys, I'm just messing around. Like, all right, thanks, Doc. Thank you, Doc. So, also on the same day, we took a call from a doc and a call from a kitty. I was really impressed with how Kitty described a number of the participants in the World Series.
Nunez is a blast to watch. Don't forget he headbutted David Price in the piece.
No, it was Porcello. It was Porcello. They were
Porcello,
celebrating.
Right.
They showed that. And you're like, oh, my God, he's going to hurt him.
He's just such a wonk. I mean, he's twitchy and weird. And
So he's a wonk, he's
and twitchy and weird.
And weird. That's all three of those things. How she described.
By the way, that's how I want my closer to be.
Yeah, right.
I want my closer to have all of those qualities.
Oh, she's saying Nunez is.
No, I know.
But your closer could be a wonk.
Closer would be great.
Have you
twitchy and weird? And
have you heard anybody refer to as a wonk in a while?
Yeah, but usually it's in Washington D.C. and it's in reference. No, it's in. It is. It's in reference to someone who's really involved in the whole political scene. He's like a State Department wonk or something.
He's a wonk.
Like that.
He's twitchy.
But
and
that's
he's
it.
Weird.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But then she also continues.
It's been a blast.
Joe Kelly's twitchy too, but I don't mind.
He's a wonk.
Joe Kelly is so twitchy. He's so fun. I pointed that out, and then we couldn't stop watching it. I said, is it the glasses? Is it the heat? Is he just, is he blinking signs? What's he doing there? So
might have been a little nervous.
It's been so sweet. So sweet to watch. Betts finally doing something.
Yeah.
Bryce doing it. But one of the sweetest things is, I have to say, was having Machado be the last out because he's such a weasel.
A weasel. Oh, I think he is. He is a weasel. He's pretty good. We also discovered that Steve Pierce, the World Series MVP, is very similar to a certain movie character. Huh.
He has a very specific skill set.
You sound like Liam Neeson now.
He is. I mean, he is. I can hit lefties. You throw a lefty at me, I'll hit him out of the park. I can also stretch for the best of them at first base. If you need someone to do the splits, it's me, Steve Pierce. I can feel an Eduardo Nunez five hopper from third.
I so wish he sounded like that. That'd be so good.
He does, I think. Was that Steve Pierce?
Lefties. A five hopper.
Hard throwing lefties, soft throwing lefties. I hit them all. I'll even take a hack against a righty. Not nearly as good. My career splits. Not nearly as strong. But you throw a lefty like Clayton Kershaw, I'll hit a home run the first inning.
I have a very particular set of skills.
You can bat me third one day and out of the lineup the next. Steve Pierce.
Liam Neeson Pierce.
Now, that was good. I admit, that was good. You did a good job.
Yep.
But not as good. Not as good as our caller, Eric from work, or I guess I should say Liam Neeson.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money.
Is this Steve Pierce?
But what I do have is a very particular set of skills. Skills that I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let Michael Vick go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
I gotta be honest. I mean, Eric just resurrected his entire phone calling career.
Yeah. Very well done. I mean, that was...
Wow.
I got to admit now,
way to go,
I missed the Michael... He slipped a Michael Vick.
of course he did.
I missed it.
He loves Michael Vick.
I was
Vick.
So impressed with his Liam Neeson imitation the other day. I missed that he slipped Michael Vick into the middle of it.
If you let Michael Vick go now, that'll be the end of it.
We're like, nobody's holding Michael Vick hostage. But good
he
luck.
He might be.
Good luck if somebody does, though. People were all excited on Tuesday, obviously, you know, with the Red Sox and everything, that we had to make sure Rossi was paying attention back there when Owen called in.
Hey, Dale. Hey, Keith.
What's up? Going on?
I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I think it was you, Dale, or maybe it was Keith, that mentioned Kimball's stats for the whole year.
Yes.
And although he was scary and he scared, I watched the whole
thing. Rossi.
Keith made it seem like there was a fire or something.
Well, I think you were talking to somebody. I think somebody
I had my
was
head
there.
Turned.
He was, watching wrestling on his iPad. Yeah.
He was watching the 99 Survivor Series. I'm like, what are you doing back there? And so he's like, I don't think that was that bad.
No, I don't think it's bad, but it's
because when I say that, the delay is so long that I could say dump it for 40 seconds and people still wouldn't hear that part either. Right?
Well, that is true. Yeah.
Try
like
it out. Next time somebody swears.
Just say it for a minute.
No. Just go through a string of every swear word you know.
All right.
Just do it and see if Rossi gets it off the air.
Dale will say in my ear, don't dump this. See you later, Keith.
Challenge accepted. Now, on Wednesday, Dale did a great job covering for me. Let's just be honest with what it is. I also would like to formally apologize again to the show. Wednesday, we did our show from the Red Sox play-by-play booth, because for the first hour before the parade, they were all inside Fenway Park. So I don't need to bore everybody with the details, but
it was a chore.
It took me forever to get to Fenway,
right?
Then to park, then to run around. All the streets were closed.
He's
security
texting
was everywhere.
I say, are we at the center field studios?
Well,
and
I don't know why
and
I texted
back
you.
And I said, no.
I don't know why I texted you, because I was staring at the center field studios and nobody was in there. And I go, no. I'm like, I got to get all the way to the press box, which, mind you, at Fenway Park could not be further away from our center field studios, which are right across the street from the House of Blues. You've probably seen it if you've been at Fenway Park. So I am now running through. I felt like I was in the town. I'm running through Fenway Park full speed. I'm exhausted. Thankfully, Dale doesn't lead the show with Keith's not here. He doesn't do that.
I was trying to cover
for him. He's trying to cover for me. But I wouldn't have been able to do the show without admitting that I just sprinted from the parking lot to the center field studio up to the Sox booth. So here's what that sounded like on Wednesday at around 10:07 or so.
How you doing, pal?
Speaking of crazy, so no excuse. We're talking about how I'm not in shape. Well,
you are now.
That is proven it. I got my workout in for the day, though, Dale. So I apologize to you. Don't want to be the guy that complains on a parade, so I won't be.
Okay, good.
But what are we doing here? Oh, my God. That took me forever. And then I made the mistake of going to
the center field studio.
So you probably could have seen me run all the way from there, all the way around, as they were players on the field and everybody else. But good day for it.
It's perfect.
If nothing else, it's a good day for it. But
Keith, you just get off the treadmill, that 100-mile-per-hour treadmill we were talking about?
I think that probably was my top speed. I think for about 30 seconds, that was up to about 100 miles an hour.
I was just dying.
His face was the color of the Red Sox jerseys they were wearing that day.
We were talking about how I'm not in shape. Well...
Well, I got news for you.
By the way, I wasn't doing mouth-to-mouth. If you expired on the spot, I was going to let you go.
I'm surprised I didn't. I thought I was going to go down at any moment. That was full tilt boogie.
Steps or elevator?
Oh, steps. No, I couldn't wait for the elevator. What do you think? You think I got that tired of the elevator? Please give me some credit.
Just the fact that you answered me.
I mean, I was.
Damn buttons.
The worst is, again, the layout. So you have to go to the top floor. It's like the fifth floor, essentially, of Fenway, and then you have to go all the way around. So I'm over by the center field studio. I run to the top because there's a stair over there. I go to the top. There happens to be a security guard there.
The one place there was a security guard.
No, they just had these little barriers that anybody could move. And I'm like, can I get over to the guy just run over there? And the guy goes, he sees my little media pass. He goes, oh, you got to go down a level. I'm like, down a level? I'm like, this is the top level. So then I went down, ran around, and then up again. It was, I wish I had a GoPro on
me. That's great.
It would have been great.
That would have been so good.
So one of the reasons why we were there was so anytime there was a player or a manager speaking to Tom Caron in front of everybody, we would go right to him
including one of the playoff heroes, Nathan Eovaldi.
Let's take a listen to World Series hero Nathan Eovaldi.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi. All right. That's got a higher pitch.
I've never heard him before. I've never
he's
heard
got
him.
A higher pitch voice than I expected.
That's why they didn't go to him in the press conferences, I guess.
Is that why? Yeah, that could have been. We also got a call from Germany yesterday, which I thought was pretty special.
That went well.
I'm not sure if it did. Now, I've been thinking I've been thinking about this all night. Think about it. Is this a compliment or an insult? Try to just listen to this closely and let me know.
You're completely right about Alex Cora being in the right place at the right time, because this past manager was an absolute disaster.
Right.
And
anything else?
You are too.
Wait, what?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That was the slowest burn. I think there was a burn in there.
You are too. He was an embarrassment.
So he.
But were you referring to Cora or Farrell?
That's right. Am I Cora or right. Farrell?
Oh, no. You were Farrell.
Yeah.
In his mind, you were Farrell.
Yeah. Is that unanimous? Is everybody?
Let's be honest. Yeah. He hadn't sobered up from Oktoberfest.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
He was. What was that guy's problem? Maybe he ran around Fenway Park. He was exhausted. But
I think he was blasted.
I'm Farrell, though, in this. Because at first he was like, Cora's in the right place at the right time. So I don't know if he thought I'm in the right place at the right time.
No.
I'm the disaster.
You're the disaster.
Got it. All right, thank you.
It was a burn.
Why not both?
Thank you.
It took forever.
No, it could be both.
It would have been
a combination.
Or either.
It may be a combination.
It would have been good if he took a shot at you, but got to it quicker.
I wish he got to it a little bit quicker. That would have been nice.
And made it less ambiguous.
And then, yes, right. Yeah. Then a real thinker. This is the last thing we have for me. Really, the best part of the entire week, Alex Cora talking with Tom Caron in front of the crowd that was at Fenway Park before they took part in their duck boat parade. This is going to be a T-shirt. This is going to be a memorable quote forever. Here's Alex Cora.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Suck on it.
I just wanted him to do the whole DX chop. That would have been so good.
Oh, that was the best. Love Alex Cora. So there you go.
Has Alex Cora even said anything wrong? I mean, we talked about how every movie made was like, every button he pushed was the right button, with a couple of exceptions. Yeah. But for the most part, has he answered the Trump questions right?
He answered the sale questions right.
It's not like he's been just over, completely glossing over certain things. He's been honest and straightforward about even the negative things. And he's also not one of those managers that will protect a player at all costs.
Suck on it.
So there you go. What a week.
It was a perfect week in review, Keith. Mm-hmm. Well
Thank
done. Award-winning, I'm pretty sure.
I would assume so.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get right back to the calls. We'll talk to Michael Irvin at the top of the hour. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
He's just such a wonk. I mean, he's twitchy and weird. And
but I'm not waiting for a doctor. I'm kidding.
We're talking about how I'm not in shape.
Hi!
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Suck on it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.